Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for August 1st, 2024. Memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Powerful Net. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. Introductory Prayer. Lord, I believe in your power. I know that you are the Lord of all history. I trust that you are guiding my life. Thank you for showing me that you will triumph. Thank you for the triumph you have already achieved in my heart and in the hearts of so many people. I want to allow you to have total control over my life. Petition. Lord, help me to have confidence in the triumph of your kingdom. First reflection. Nothing escapes the kingdom. Christ is reminding us that all souls and all human history are encompassed in the vision of the Father. Both the good and the bad will be brought before him. He is able to see what good and evil has been done. His power extends over all the failures and successes of human history. I should live with the confidence that God sees the good I do and will make my efforts to spread his love bear eternal fruit. Second reflection. Evil does not have the last word. I should live with the confidence that evil does not have the last word. The mercy of God has imposed a limit on evil, and the Lord will come one day to take away the power of evil. I should use my brief time on earth, which I should use today, to sow all the good I can, aware that this is what will stand steady at the coming of the eternal kingdom. I should not be so impressed by evil that it paralyzes me from doing good. Third reflection, already home. The Eucharist is an anticipation of God's triumph. There, we learn to trust that God holds the strings of human history. There, his net of love brings his children together to feed and strengthen them. When I participate in the Mass, my confidence in the Lord's providence should grow. I should strive to bring others to the Eucharist as well, so they can experience the peace and happiness of anticipating heaven here on earth. Conversation with Christ. Lord, I know you are all-powerful. I believe that your kingdom will triumph. I believe that you will come to judge the living and the dead. Help me to do all I can to bring others into your kingdom so they can experience the joy that comes from knowing you and from living ready for the coming of your kingdom. Resolution. I will invite someone who is struggling in their faith or who has fallen away from the sacraments to join me this Sunday at Mass.
For more resources, visit regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.